This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on my honey too. It's a real life boogie and a real down, real, wait, and a real life throwdown. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado in my city. Y'all thought I was a singer, huh? Ooh, y'all thought I was a singer. No, baby, I'm a podcaster. What is my intro? Welcome back to the Shock Me Please podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Silva, and today I'm here by myself to talk about Beyonce's new album, because, like, if you're going to put an episode out on a Beyonce release day, it has to be about Beyonce, and I must confess, and I like Beyonce. Whoop. Okay, let's get into it. Bye, TikTok. Sorry, guys. I had to make a TikTok about it. I had to make the intro. A whole TikTok thing. So this is going to be real short, sweet, and cute, because I have no idea what the whole backstory and the lore is for the album, like, completely. Like, I know that so far, like, the three acts, like, with the Renaissance and now Cowboy Carter, is Beyonce basically reclaiming all the genres that, like, Black people have made but White people have stolen, gentrified, colonized? I don't know. But basically, like, just taking it back. And really showing, one, her range, if we really want to get into it. Beyonce's range is unbelievable. Like, her range in genres. Like, she can kill it in any genre. This is someone who hated the Renaissance. Ah, I hated Act One. I hated Act One. Oh, my God. Please don't shoot me, y'all. Please, guys. Guys, please hold on. Hear me out. This is going to be like me discovering that I love Beyonce. But, like, guys, hold on. Hold on. Stop. Guys, God, put the gun down. Put it down. Put it. Guys, hold on. Hold on. Give me a second. I just realized my book is yellow. I just realized okay, we're not talking about books today. We're talking about Beyonce. Beyonce? 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 Yes, we're talking about Beyonce. I just know, aka my cousin Ben, right? I just know everyone is listening to this like, Brianna, when did you fall in love with Beyonce? Right after I finished Cowboy Carter is when I fell in love with her. Okay, so I was always the person who was like, I'm not a Beyonce hater, but I'm not a beehive. To me, I was like, oh, Beyonce's mid. Beyonce was always mid to me. I was like, I don't understand the hype around her, because I loved all her old school stuff. Like, you know, the, ooh, boy, you looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and talk about it? I don't want to let you talk about it, maybe even talk about it. Or, baby boy, you stay on my mind, fulfill my fantasy. Baby boy, not a day goes by. I don't know these lyrics. Or the smack it in the air. Legs moving side to side. Smack it in the air. Smack it in the air. Or driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Already saying you say on your knees. 25 minutes to get all dressed up. I really don't know these lyrics, y'all. Like, I was like, she is my Houston hottie, natural body, okay? Like, it's Beyonce. Like, that's a girl from Houston. I was like, she's mid. I don't get the hype, because I loved all her old music, but I felt like her newer music was just like missing something, dare I say. Like, the whole Lion King album soundtrack, I was like, pass, snooze, sleepy, boring. And then, like, Act One of Renaissance came out and everyone loved it, and I was like, please, no. And then I discovered I didn't like Unce music, right? Because I didn't like Drake's either. I didn't like Drake's Unce music. And Drake is someone who I love, which don't come at me, because I know y'all about to be like, Drake over Beyonce? Oh, I can hear the clickety-clacking of the keyboard being like, this dumb cunt, and not in a good way. She wasn't giving cunt. She's just a stupid cunt, right? I can hear it now. Y'all just, or my favorite, it poo. Bro, whoever left that comment, I want you to know, I think about it at least once every 2 weeks, because I have not stopped giggling from that. Because if you hate something, the only way to describe it is it poo. like, how can you be mad at that? Right? Like, that was just someone giving their personal, honest opinion of like, girl, this is so bad. It poo. Girl. That comment changed my life. I was like, anytime something's just bad, I'm just gonna it poo. It is just so funny because it got the message across. It was like mean enough where you're like, all right, okay, I get it. It was trash. But like, it wasn't just like, oh, it was trash. It was like, nah, girl, it poo. Like, ooh, it's stinky. Ooh, she's stinky. Hey, she's stinky up in here. Like, it poo. So I think about it at least once every 2 weeks. It is the funniest comment I have ever been left to this day. like, that was just so funny and creative. It's like, nah, dog, you're right. It is poo. but I just didn't like Unce music. And I loved everything Drake has ever put out. So when Drake made Unce music and I didn't like it, I was like, oh, I just don't like Unce music. There's a few Unce songs that I do like that are very mainstream. Hold on, let me think of one. I love Stromae. I love his music. Oh my gosh, I do not speak French. Look, this is the part everyone heard because it went viral on TikTok. Allons dance. Y'all heard the slow version of it though. Yeah, that's the version y'all heard. Because I love Stromae, and I didn't realize he was the one who sang that song. And one day, like, having my little, like, Stromae revive era for, like, 2 months, that song came up, and I was like, oh. But that song came up, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, what is this song? And I saw people were like, oh, yeah, you went viral. You had a viral moment, like, in all his interviews. And I was like, what viral moment? And it was that song, but it was a slowed down version. I was like, oh, my God, yes. That was all over my For You page, but I didn't realize it was Stromae. Stromae, whatever. But, yeah, so I love him. So that's, like, one of the Unce songs that I like. He also has one called Sante, and that one is so good. It's okay, so Allons dance. me trying to speak French. Girl, I don't speak French. but what's it called? That one is basically like, oh, things are crazy, life gets crazy, things happen, who cares? And so we dance. That's what it basically means. That's the title of the song. Allons dance is and so we dance, or like, yeah, and so we dance, something like that. But it's just like, life is crazy, so let's dance. It's literally like a Pitbull. It's like the French version of a Pitbull song, you know? Like, I know my rent was going to be late about a week ago. Hey, I wore my off, but I still can't pay it, though. But how much? But I got just enough to get off in this club. Have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get now. Ooh, I want the time of my life. Oh, baby. Ooh, the time of my life. Like, you know, it be what it be. It do what it do, and it does what it does. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just had my third cup of matcha for the day. Again, back to coffee makes me jittery, horrible. Coffee does not sit well in my body, girl. We always got to do matcha. I always get them off of Amazon, though. I always get random matcha cans off of Amazon. I love matcha. Matcha. But I'm on my third cup of the day, so my energy's finally back up. All this to say, so Beyonce, Cowboy Carter, 12 minutes, and we still haven't touched on the album. That album was fire. It was fire burning on the dance floor. That little shawty's fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa, that's a different song. But the song was, the album was amazing. And the fact that Blackbird had Tanner Adel, how do you say her name? You know, I've never seen a video of the girl pronouncing her name, but that's so, oh my, I love her. She's the one who sings, I'm a buckle bunny, bang with the jaw so I talk funny. Rhinestone hat says Kentucky, I'm a buckle bunny. I love her because I found her a long time ago on TikTok, and my TikTok knew that I was always like looking for black influencers or black content creators or song artists. Like, TikTok just knew, like, I need some black people in my life, like, especially online. And so she was recommended to me because she was advertising herself as a black girl in country because she knew there isn't a lot, like, especially there's not a lot of mainstream black women in country. And she had a song called, well, she still has a song. Where is it? Once I can find it. Ooh, it's Over For You Hoes. Okay. Tanner Adel. I think her name was Tanner Adel. But yeah, she's on Blackbird with Beyonce. And she has wanted a song with Beyonce for so long. So freaking long. And it's just so nice to like see her finally have her moment with Beyonce, because she has always been like, I love Beyonce. Not her having a song called I Hate Texas. Does Beyonce know this, Tanner? I don't know what it's about. It could be about her, like, just hating a guy, basically. I love that she also has a song called Hot Pink Christmas. Wait till I listen to it. Oh, Love You a Little Bit is the name of the song. That's the one that I found her from. Love You a Little. Look, it's so good. We're just gonna skip to the chorus. You were just driving and holding my hand. No big plans, just you next to me. No sunset, no roses, but I started feeling things at the third red light on La Silla. My heart right out of my lips. I started kissing ya, kinda might sorta like love you a little bit. Hands on me in your old t-shirt. Two door for those three words. Then it started sinking in. I kinda might sorta like love you a little bit. I don't know if her and that guy is still dating, because she would post pictures being like, I wrote this song about this guy, like this song's about him. And she would like be posted up with her boo or whatnot. And she was like, this is a true story about us. And it was like so romantic and cute. I haven't seen her posting about the guy, but I also haven't seen any breakup posts. I did like stop keeping up with her for a while, like for a long time. Okay. It was like a few years. Like I didn't see anything about her in the pandemic. I think I found her in the pandemic. My point is, that's what I found her from. So, and that's when I like heard the first snippet of Buckle Bunny, and I was like, I don't really like this song. And then that's the song that blows up, and I was like, so we don't like the song, like, what is this? Like You a Little Bit? Like, we don't like that song. So, y'all didn't like that song. Okay, cool. So, y'all didn't like that song. But y'all like, I'm a Buckle Bunny, bang with the jaw, so I talk funny. which is a good song, but I feel like the chorus is the only good part of it. But that is my personal opinion as someone who hates country. Now, taking it back to Beyonce, Beyonce brought Tanner onto her album, and I think it's just the most beautiful thing. Tanner's not the only person on there. She has so many other black women in country on Blackbird, but it was so nice to see that these women get to see their name on a country album, but with Beyonce. Like, what? Beyonce's power is immaculate. I love Beyonce now. I love her. I adore her. I'm not paying her ticket prices, though. Like, that's crazy, bro. That's, what? Y'all thought I like Beyonce like that? No, baby. Hey, one thing I'm not finna do is I'm not finna fight y'all for no Beyonce tickets. If Beyonce tickets were $30, I would show up anytime, any day. To even breathe the same air as Beyonce is $500 per second, per inhale. Like, every inhale you take, solid grand. I thought you just said it was $500 a second. Yeah, because it takes you 2 seconds to inhale. Ooh, baby, don't take no deep breath around Beyonce. Baby, you're going to be out of a house. Ooh, if you got frustrated around Beyonce and you take one of these say goodbye to your house. Your car is, in fact, getting repoed in the parking lot right now. Like, the price you got to pay to see Beyonce, be around Beyonce, it's not even funny. And baby, I love Beyonce now, but I don't love her that much still. I ain't going broke on no Beyonce tickets. Baby, I ain't finna do it. So y'all don't have to fight me. So I think with this being said, I would now like to enter the beehive. But like, I want to be a worker bee, you know? Not a worker bee. No, hold on. I don't even want to be a worker bee. See, to enter this beehive, I would like to be a male bee, which, ew, gross. Brianna, you want to be a male? For this reason and this reason alone. Because, you know, male bees, their job is to literally, like, bust the nut and die, right? Like, they're not even living in the beehive that long. You, like, they're not that big. You know, they're not really a part of the hive like that. Like, their job is to literally, like, bust the nut and die. As a part of this new beehive, as a part of a new beehive member, that's all I really want to do. I just want to bust a nut and die. I want to enjoy my time and die. I don't really want to put no work. I ain't really putting no effort. I'm not expanding the hive. I ain't talking about the hive. I ain't taking care of no queen. I'm just simply here to bust a nut and die and simply be killed off as sacrifice. Y'all are so welcome for the 2 seconds that I was alive. And like, that's it. And I'm gone and I'm done. And I let the queens and all the amazing, amazing female worker bees do their thing. All the strong women in the beehive. Ooh, I love to see y'all thrive. But I'm simply here to bust a nut and die. That should be the title of this podcast episode. So I ain't doing much, y'all. But I'm really happy to be here. I'm happy that I was welcomed with AR-15s pointed at my head. I got a lie detector test. I got 10 vaccines, one line of Coke, and one punch to the face before I got to join the beehive. So I wasn't welcomed with open arms at all. You're not welcome with open arms in the beehive. It's a lot to go through. It's kind of basically like a gang initiation, or a cult even, you know, some people really call it a cult, but like, you can't just walk into the beehive. I just learned that from experience. It takes a lot. It takes a very strong willed person. Like you got to live and die about Beyonce. And I am, that's why I want to be a male be here buzzing around, you know, buzz a nut, you know, if you will, you know, I'm just here to bust a nut and die. So I am willing to lay down my life to further help the hive grow. But, you know, I'm here for a good time, not a long time, as George Strait once said, who is another country artist from Texas. All my exes live in Texas. All my exes live in Oh, no, I'm not about to mess this up. Hold on. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait, or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feel obligated, admitted to them. Hold on. There we go. Gotta do what I gotta do. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait. Or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handed by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never wait. I took her for sushi and she wanted to fuck. She's don't even play it. And we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only a hello, a happy belated. And that's when I... And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I texted and told her I love and read it. She asked, what have I learned since gay? Oh, y'all want to hear something? Okay, so I've been trying to learn this song, First Day Out. First Day Out by T Grizzly. Here's where I am. Here's where I am on that song, okay? I'm trying to learn it because I saw it as a TikTok trend. And I was embarrassed that I knew the song, but I don't know the song, right? Here we go. And on 10, bitch, I stood tall. Show these how to ball. Go get a thermometer for the pot. I need this shit cooked right. Let's keep that water for 100 degrees Fahrenheit. You ever been inside a federal courtroom? Nigga, you ever went to trial and fought for your life? Being broke did something to my spirit ass niggas to plug me. They act like they couldn't hear me. Look at me now, driving German engineering. You don't want your baby mama fuck. Keep the hoe from near me. Kilroy, remember when I used your L's to hit the road, hit the O and make them big boy sales? Moo, remember when you had them green things mail with vacuum sinks, trying not to have them green things smell? Feds was on me. What you know about related through money? I don't know nothing. I just used to see him walk to the Coney. I fuck with bitches. My body count go from Persian to Cody. Any further questions, you could take it up with the lawyer. My nigga Fankle J. Jack Joe will tell you every day before school. I show the half bow. How you think I want best dressed with no support and have them paid lawyers coming in? Damn. Hold on, y'all. And that's where we gonna end this podcast episode. Moral of the story, I'm part of the Beehive. I love Beyonce. Beyonce. Oh, yeah. Next week, a podcast episode with Ariana Grande's album is... What? A next week, a podcast episode about Ariana Grande's album, which happens to be 2 hours and 15 minutes long because I went through the entire thing. So it's taking me a while to edit. I was really lazy editing. I procrastinated editing, and that's why it's taking so long. Sooner or later, I will let y'all know. I just did a collab with Caleb on his podcast. It's called the Caleb Jackson Podcast, I believe. That is so cringy. I just went and collabed with someone on their podcast, and I don't know what the name of the podcast is. Hold on. Let me double check. Let's just double check, girl. Hold on. Because he also does video podcasting on YouTube, so you can check him out. But I will let y'all know when that episode is up and loaded and posted. Caleb Jackson. Yeah, I was right. The Caleb Jackson podcast. Oh, I was like, I don't want to look stupid. So y'all should all go check that out. Of course, you know, subscribe to hear. If you're on Spotify, there is a place... somewhere on the screen, you have to find it. I'm not sure, but there is a place where I say use this as a comment section, so you can leave me comments like it poo if this really sucks for you. In other words, this was all my musical podcast. I always sing here. If this is your first podcast episode, I am so sorry. I don't cuss that much, nor do I send the n-word that often, but typically I'm like, I try not to say it too often because I feel like if I let people of all races listen to this, I don't want no one who is not black to be like, well, I was simply repeating what she said. No. I'm not feeding into that. But that's just how I feel. I don't feel like black people need to censor themselves just to make other people feel comfortable. But I live with white people. So I try to, you know, I try to, like every time it's about to slip, I'm like, because I'll be damned if they're like, well, I heard you. Shut up. You know, can't be getting into no fight with nobody. But I love y'all. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for listening. And this was a crazy chaotic podcast episode that I'm about to edit right now and put it up for you guys. Anyways, I'm going to now rap First Day Out on TikTok to show people how much I've learned of the song.